Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I was praying last night about what direction, how to get into this third chapter today. And I had a verse just really jump off the page at me, and I want to read it to you. It's nothing that you haven't read before, and probably nothing we haven't discussed many times, but I just, in light of the fact that Paul has spent 2 chapters really establishing guilt on the part of both the Gentile and the Jew, and has tried to convince the Jews of something that was very difficult to do, that they were as guilty, their guilt was on par with Gentile guilt. That was a hard pill to swallow. And he did it through 2 ways by saying, first of all, you propose the law to them, but you can't keep it either. So there's one way in which you break it. And then secondly, you put your confidence in being circumcised while also putting your confidence in the law. And he said, you can't have it both ways. So if while thinking the circumcision does you good, but you don't keep the law, he said, You can't hedge your bets. In other words, you can't have circumcision and then claim law. And I think it's a good message for Christians today, even though it wasn't written really through that lens. It was written to a Jew, but it's a good application to a Christian to say you can't have it both ways. You can't establish your righteousness by faith, receiving the grace of God, and also establish your righteousness by law. And while I don't know very many Christians that would say, I establish my righteousness by law, I know a lot of Christians that would say, I prove I'm righteous by keeping the law. And you can't have it both ways. So you can't be saved by grace and then more saved by performance. And you also can't hedge your bets. And what I mean by that is there's a lot of people that treat the grace of God as a great gift of salvation, but also as the net underneath the trapeze artist. So they go out and try to live the law, and then if they fail, they'll say, well, God's grace catches me, but you're really supposed to try hard to keep yourself. Paul, that's so anti-Paul. So as I was praying, how do we get to where we want to go today in this podcast? How do we get into this third chapter, which is the great transition chapter for Paul's whole thought in the book of Romans. And what came to me was Galatians 2:21. Now, before I read 21, I want to read 20, a verse that I have often said the theology of Galatians 2:20 has yet to penetrate the American pulpit. You'll know why when I read it. Listen to Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And I say it hasn't penetrated the American pulpit because we have not yet considered ourselves crucified. But listen to 21, and I'm not going to have a lot of time, so I'll pick this up tomorrow. I do not set aside the grace of God. For if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain. I want you to concentrate today into tomorrow's podcast. What does it mean to you when Paul says in Galatians 2:21, I do not set aside the grace of God. For if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain. I'll tell you what I think it means tomorrow, and I'll tell you how I think this gets us into Romans 3. We'll see you then. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.